妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们再一次来谢谢今天参加圣诞音乐崇拜服事的所有弟兄姐妹。
Let's thank those brothers and sisters for the music worship.
我们刚才所唱的哈利路亚，哈利路亚是什么意思啊
？We're just saying hallelujah, but what does it actually mean?
原来啊，在诗篇104篇35节，他说啊：“愿罪人从世上消灭，愿恶人归于无有。我的心啊，要称颂耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。”
As it recorded in Psalm 104:35, but may sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord.
所以原来啊，哈利路亚是两个希伯来文字合起来的。哈利路是赞美，那用第二人称的命令语气就是你们要赞美。要呢，要就是亚卫名字的缩写。
Hallelujah is the two Hebrew words put together. Hallel means to praise. It is the command given in the second personal pronouns, meaning that you need to give praise.Yah means the shortened form of the name of the Lord, Jehovah.
所以我们每一次说哈利路亚，就是在说你们要赞美耶和华，我们要赞美上主。我的心啊，要称颂耶和华，我们要赞美耶和华。
Therefore, every time when we say hallelujah, meaning that we will praise the Lord, praise Him, praise His name.
好，那我们大家再来一次说哈利路亚，我们要赞美主。
That is saying one more time in unison, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. 我们要赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
那请问啊，我们为了何事赞美耶和华呢
？What makes us to praise the Lord? Why it is worthy to praise the Lord?
那我们再看诗篇这一节经文，它在表示啊。一个诗人的愿望，他盼望罪人不见了，他盼望犯罪的事情消失了，他希望的是到处是和平、公平、公义的状态，就像阿摩斯书5:24讲的：“唯愿公平如大水滚滚，是公义如江河滔滔。”
As the Psalms mentioned in the Psalm 104:35.He wished that the sinners will vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. There will be no more crime. There will be peace, justice, and true righteousness on earth. As Prophet Amos says, that justice be rolled in like a river, righteousness like the never-failing stream.
所以这是人的愿望啊，这也是神的心意和计划。那么神的这个计划最后的实现就记载在圣经最后一本书启示录。
This is the wishes of the mankind, and it is indeed God's design and the plans. The fulfillment of God's plan is recorded in the last book of Bible, Revelation.
所以你看到哈利路亚这个字在新约圣经总共出现4次，全部都在启示录19章，它指出了4项。我们应当赞美神的事情。
Hallelujah appears 4 times in the New Testament, all of them in the book of Revelation. The fourfold Hallelujah show us there are 4 things that we should praise the Lord.
第一就是颂赞他的救恩，请你看19:1，他说 ：“Hallelujah， 我们要赞美耶和华，因为救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。”
As indicated in verse 1, we praise the Lord for His salvation, glory, and power.
那第二呢，就是要颂赞他公义的审判，对那个破坏世界的一个大淫妇，他说：“哈利路亚，烧淫妇的烟要往上冒，直到永永远远。”
Second, we will praise the Lord for His righteous judgment, as it says here, the wicked woman that it will.That she will be burned.
第三呢，就是颂赞他的威名。他说到有24位长老和四活物俯伏敬拜在神的宝座前，说：“阿门，哈利路亚！ 声音从宝座出来说，你们要敬畏耶和华，无论大小都要赞美我的神。
The third one is that we will praise the Lord for his majestic name. As it indicated that 24 elders bow down to praise him. Whether it is small or great, we will praise the Lord.
第四点就是我们要来颂赞他的管制。在第六节他说，哈利路亚，我们要颂赞神，因为我们的神终于作王了。他 ultimate 的一个 reign 在这个大地上终于作王了，公平公义就在这个世上。
Lastly, the fourth is to praise the Lord for his almighty reign. As indicated in verse 6, Hallelujah, for our Lord God almighty reigns.
从旧约圣经我们就看到，早自基督耶稣降生的几百年前，先知们就不断的预言弥赛亚要来了，弥赛亚要来临了。
As recorded many messianic prophecies in the Old Testament, centuries before the birth of Jesus, keep on proclaiming Messiah is coming.
那在旧约希伯来文，弥赛亚的意思啊，就是受膏者，就是代表救主的意思。
The original Hebrew text, Messiah means the anointed one, means the Savior.
所以弥赛亚这个名词就翻成希腊文呢，就是基督。所以基督的意思就是代表救主的意思，先知就是不断的预言救主要来临了。
The name of Jesus comes from Greek, that means Savior, and God is salvation. Time and time again, prophets proclaim that Jesus is coming.
所以从今天读的这几段经文，我们就看见神用这种方式一步一步的来实现他在圣经里面对弥赛亚的预言要实现了。
From the scripture readings this morning, we understand God is using this progressive approach to fulfill his promise that Messiah is coming one at a time.
所以神就借着一个人确实的来了，他的名字叫做耶稣。他名字叫耶稣，耶稣这个名字的意思就是耶和华拯救。所以当我们每次呼叫耶稣的名字，就等于是在说耶和华拯救。
Indeed, Messiah has come. He became flesh, came into this world, and Jesus is his name, meaning the Lord is salvation.
所以每次说基督耶稣，基督耶稣，我们就在说救主，救主，拯救我。
Whenever we call on the name of Jesus, meaning we also proclaim that God is salvation, Jehovah save me.
所以今天讲到的题目是礼物，那是这从以弗所书二章八节说的。他说：“你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。”
The sermon topic today is gift, based on Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God.
所以你在中文圣经看不到礼物这个字啊，原来神所赐的这个赐，这个赏赐的赐，在原文就是礼物的意思。我们从英文圣经，从原文圣经就可以看到这是代表礼物，所以我们可以这样子读这一节的经文，说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神的礼物。
From the text in English, we clearly see this is the God's gift, and it is God's blessing to us. God save us.
所以保罗告诉读者，他说你若是要得到这份神的礼物，你不需要去打工啊，不需要做工，不需要做很多的好行为，才能够得到这份礼物。
Paul reminds us, this is the gift, and this is given by the Lord. You don't have to work in order to earn it.
请拿一个 musical stand. 好，那么因为礼物的意思呢，就是在表示这是一个自愿并出于好意的付出啊， 那礼物的意思就表示说，你不用花时间花力气去赚取，完全是送礼者的善意和爱心。
Since it is a gift, it is given voluntarily by the giver. You don't have to work, you don't have to spend time to earn it.
所以这份神的礼物要送给你，完全是神对你的爱，甘心乐意为你预备的，你只要因着信相信神，你就可以得到神为你预备的这一份礼物。
This is the loving gift from God. You can receive it because if you accept the Lord, you will be able to receive this gift because He loves you.
那么今天讲到的重点有两个，第一，神的礼物是什么？第二呢，这份礼物送给你的目的是什么？
There are two focus in today's sermon. One, what is God's gift? Secondly, what's the purpose of giving this gift from God?
那关于第一个重点呢、不用我多说，各位你都明白，神的礼物指的就是主耶稣基督啊。不过我们还是呢，要再来看一段我们刚才读过的经文，我们从圣经的预言来看神怎么样透过预言来印证这件事情。
The first one, what is the gift of God? Not needless to say, that is Jesus Christ himself. We will now reading several scriptures in order to find that is Jesus.
所以我们就看到在旧约圣经七章，以赛亚书七章十四节啊，他说到主要给你给主自己要给你们一个兆头，他说必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
As it recorded in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God with us.
所以在圣经里面预言呢要有一个兆头的时候，在以赛亚书第九章呢，就开始说到有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，政权也与平安必加增无穷，他要坐在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，用公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，这是耶万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。神要使他的预言就完全的实现。
What is the sign? As it recorded in the next passage, Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 to 7, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
所以在几百年以后，这位童女怀孕生下的婴孩就是耶稣，在马太福音第一章十八二十三节，他说：“耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。”
God fulfilled his prophecy few hundred years later. A virgin was with child and gave birth to a son, as recorded in Matthew chapter 1.
所以这位婴孩的母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕，她的丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她的休了。
At that time, Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but they were haven't come together yet, and she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit, and Joseph was the husband a righteous man, and he wanted to divorce herQuietly.
你知道在那个时代啊，订婚的人是要受到婚约的约束啊。在那个时代， 未婚的少女不能够单独的跟未婚夫见面，说哎，我们可不可以有几分钟单独的时间谈一谈，把这件事情的来龙去脉交代清楚，这是不可能的事情啊。所以解铃还需系铃人。
In the Bible time, before the marriage is consummated, the man and woman, they cannot come together, they cannot even meet with each other. Only after they get together, after the marriage is consummated, then they can meet together.
所以当约瑟正在思考这件事情要如何处理的时候啊，主的使者就在梦中向他显现说，大卫的儿子，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕。他说，你只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Joseph has a dilemma because his fiancée now is pregnant. What can he do? He has to be the one to handle this. Therefore, he, based on the Holy Spirit's instruction, married Mary and take her and then let her give birth to the son.
这位要生下来的儿子名字要叫做耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这些的事情成就是要来应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
All these happen because God will fulfill his promise that the virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and the son will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
那我们今天站在神的恩典，因着单纯的信心，我们得到了神所预备给每一个人这份礼物。那这份从神来的礼物就是主耶稣自己。神为什么要送这份礼物给我们？
We stand under the grace of God to receive God's gift through our faith and faith only. The loving gift from God is Christ Jesus himself. Next, what is the purpose that God give us this priceless gift?
有人说啊，我信了耶稣以后啊，啊，我失业了，我跟主祷告有工作。我生病了，我跟主祷告求医治啊。我要是有忧虑重担啊，我就向主祷告祈求，可以主啊，让我在你面前卸下这个重担，求主来眷顾我一切生活的需要，是我吃，是我穿，是我出入有平安。
Some responded saying, upon receiving the salvation, believe in Jesus Christ, I can pray to Jesus whenever I run into trouble, or I can lay down all my burden.And by asking God to take care of all the needs that I have, I may ask Jesus to bless me and his protection on me all the time.
没有错，这些都是神要祝福我们的。但是弟兄姐妹，请你仔细的想一想，如果神的礼物只是眷顾、祝福我们刚刚说的那些需要，那主耶稣需要离开天上的宝座降世为人才能完成这个目的吗？
Indeed, God will bless us with material things. But brothers and sisters, let's ponder together. Does all these require Jesus to leave his throne in the heaven in order to bless us with these material things?
圣经说神的能力普及世界，说有就有，命立就立，需要这么样的麻烦降世为人才能祝福你各样的福气吗？
As Bible says,For God is almighty, for he spoke, it came to be. He commanded, it stood firm. God can bless us without having to ask Jesus to leave his heavenly throne, became flesh in order to bless us.
所以请你看，注意看马太福音一章二十一节啊。
Therefore,
玛利亚要生一个儿子啊，名字要叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Therefore, let's read Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 carefully. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. The name Jesus means God is salvation.
所以耶稣这个名字是耶和华拯救啊， 就等同于下面这一句经文说，他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。所以每次当我们呼叫基督耶稣的时候，我们就是在说救主，主来拯救我，救主，主来拯救我。
Whenever Jesus' name is meaning God is salvation, whenever we call Jesus' name meaning God, please come and save us.
什么样的人才会做这样子的呼喊呢？
Who will cry out saying God, please come and save us?
原来是只有知道自己是有罪的人才会呼喊救主，主来拯救我。只有知道自己是有罪的人，这份礼物对他才有真正的意义。
Only those who acknowledge that we are sinners will cry out, Jesus, come, save us. Only those admit that we are sinners truly appreciate the loving gift from God.
所以你看马太福音一章二十三节，他说，童女怀孕生子，名字要叫做以马内利。以马内利就是神与我们同在。所以你把二十一节、二十三节呢，神拯救、神同在连接在一起，是完全的投射在耶稣的身上。
Therefore, in verse 23, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. If you combine verse 21 and 23 together, you will see them turn the spotlight on Jesus, who is salvation.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到从旧约时代神向以色列人的启示，那种献祭礼仪的制度，他告诉他们说，你们要来到神的面前，必须要先从犯罪当中被拯救出来。
From here we see that God fulfilled his promise, because in the Old Testament time, people need to bring sacrificial gift in order to reconcile God with God through the sin offering.
所以在旧约时代的以色列人要自己带牛带羊到祭坛面前献上，作为赎罪的代价。
In the Old Testament time, people need to bring the sacrificial animals in order to place on the altar to replace themselves, and that is the gift to make peace with God.
但是在新约时代，你来到神的面前，你不需要带牛带羊，你不需要带礼物，因为神已经为你为我预备了一份最好的礼物，来到祭坛面前，来到神坛面前呢，来跟神和好。
However, in the New Testament time, we will do none of these, because God has prepared the best gift for us. We will come before the Lord's altar with Jesus.
我们得罪了朋友，得罪了妻子，要买礼物去道歉求和好，但是得罪了神，神说这份礼物，道歉求和好的礼物，不用你付代价，只要你带着单纯的信，相信主耶稣基督，救主拯救我，主耶稣就从罪恶里面把你拯救出来，实现神的应许，他要与你同在直到永远，多么令人惊讶的恩典。
When we wrong our friends or our spouse, we have to bring gift in order to ask reconciliation with them. But when we come to God, we will ask in Jesus' name, God save us. And we can come to him because we already accept Jesus. What amazing grace it is.
各位弟兄姐妹，神在何事上爱你啊？
May I ask you, brothers and sisters,In what way God has loved you?
神差他独生子来到世间，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了，不是我们爱神了，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做的挽回祭，这就是爱了。
God loves us by sending his son Jesus as the propitiation in order to reconcile with us.This is the gift of God.
因为神爱我们，神愿意替世人来背负起所有人所犯罪的代价，这个惩罚，要达到这个目的，只有一个方法。
This is how God loves us. in order to bring in reconciliation between God and us. God prepared the gift.
这就是神自己要降世为人，以人的身体死在十字架上，以他自己的血和生命作为世人犯罪的代价，因此就一次成就了永远赎罪的事。
This is God's gift. He gave his only son Jesus Christ as the sacrifice and will allow us to reconcile with God.
主耶稣的降世为人表示神的应许以马内利成为事实。
The Jesus became flesh, fulfilled God's promise that God is with us.
主耶稣死在十字架上，代表神的救赎完成。主耶稣的复活代表了神与我们同在的证据。
Jesus died on the cross, fulfilled God's redemption. Jesus came out of the tomb to prove that He is with us always.
在圣诞节的这个期间，我们庆祝主耶稣的诞生，神将这份礼物送给我们，真正的目的，希望我们每一个人都能脱离犯罪和愧疚的那个惩罚，能够与神和好，进入一个神为我们预备的更美好的家乡。
In celebrating Christmas, the true meaning is to reconcile with God through Jesus Christ, that we may enter into a better country.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们每年过圣诞节，我们有许多的礼物，我们有许多的欢乐，但是我们被这些礼物欢乐给冲昏了头，我就忘记了主耶稣基督，那圣诞节跟其他的假日没有什么两样。
Recall that we celebrate Christmas each year by only receiving gift, but have ignored or forgotten God. Would that have any meaning at all?
所以让我们今天在这里庆祝圣诞，有一个音乐崇拜，我们来敬拜主的时候，我们用这一篇的信息，用这几段的经文来提醒我们，主耶稣基督在哪里。
As we celebrating Christmas today using the music worship, using the sermon and all these scriptures, can we examine ourselves? Where is Jesus Christ in our life?
对还没有信耶稣的朋友们，也盼望是一个提醒，神要送给你的礼物就放在你的心门外，只要你愿意打开你的心，只要你愿意相信神，你就能够得到这份神为你预备恩典的礼物。
To those seekers among us, may I remind you that God's gift is prepared for you too, just next to your calling, next to you to receive Him as your Savior. Open your hearts and receive Him.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
爱我们的主耶稣，你在何事上爱我们？就在你降世为人这件事上。
Our dear Jesus, how do you love us? You love us because you became flesh and came into this world for us.
你以无助的仆人的姿态进入这个世界。
You became a helpless babe, came into this world.
主，你以受苦的仆人在这个世上行走三十几年，教导你的门徒，带来福音。
Jesus, you walk on this earth for more than 30 years as a humble servant.
然后你以破碎流血的身体挂在十字架上离开这个世界。
And you were hanged on the cross in the broken body.
为的是将恩典真理留给世上每一位愿意相信你的人。
You do all these in order to save all those people in the world willing to receive you as their personal savior.
那我们在圣诞节要特别来纪念主你为我们所摆设的恩典。
We will use this Christmas as the way to remember that you have done all these for us.
那我们每日在主里面反省反思，那我们自己成为一个荣耀来献给主。
May we examine ourselves daily, how we may offer ourselves to you.
当我们从罪恶当中被你救出来以后，主，我们就应许我们不再回到前面的光景，我们要一生跟随你走一个圣洁的道路。
After we being saved from our sins, we will not fall back into that dismal situation again.
谢谢你，谢谢主耶稣。那我们在这里是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
We thank you, we praise you in Jesus Christ's holy name.